it.
Lift it.
Shift it. Dig it.
Pump it.
Dump it.
Flush it.
Cut it.
Bore it.
Light it. Clean it.
Weld it.
Grind it. Reach it. With Australia's largest range of quality equipment, Coates Hire has it. Whatever it is you need to get the job done, just call or visit Coates Hire on 13 15 52 and let's make it happen.
19 minutes after 8, 7.8 degrees, top of 11 today. It's just going to be cold all day and the rain will hit at some stage. We're led to believe by the Weather Bureau and it's going to be freezing cold up in Canberra tonight.
Hey, we're just waiting to get Luke Hodge up on the line from Brisbane. Looking forward to having a chat to Hodge. In fact, I think he's just picked up right now.
So. Is he there? Well, we'll get to this. I've got some interesting mail that I want to drop to you, Darce, as well. But a big name person may be coming to Melbourne.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's got mail.
Yeah.
All right, Luke Hodge, the superstar, four-time premiership hawk, and he's guided the Brisbane Lions to close enough to the top of the ladder. Hodgie, thanks for jumping on the line this morning. Good to catch up with you.
No problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
Good on you, Hodgie. Nate, first of all, congratulations. This year has just been unbelievable for the Brisbane Lions.
Yeah, I think it's from a lot of hard work started 2 or 3 years ago when Nobes and Fags got on board, and I guess they started to build the foundations for what they thought was going to be a successful footy team in the future. And with the amount of work that they did and all the coaches did, and then the work that they have done off-field to get in the blokes of life, Lockie Neal, Charlie Cameron's been outstanding, and all the other guys, it's been a really good year for us. But I think we showed a lot last year, and this year we've just been able to finish a lot of the work off.
Hodgie, I love watching Brisbane. They're probably my favourite team in the competition to watch at the moment, and excited to see them in the finals. But you, going from outside the club to up there, who's the player that you've been most impressed by seeing them from the inside?
Look, to be honest, there's been a lot of the younger guys that are coming through that have shown so much maturity for their age. Look at Harris Andrews. He's holding down centre half back. He's holding up our defence. At the age of 22. He's vice captain of our footy club. But then you saw other blokes, Jared Berry, the Hume Cogages, that have really stepped up in the 18 months that I've been here. But I think a lot of that's also got to do with it. What Lockie Neal has done for him, coming across what Jared Lyon's doing with the midfielders, as I spoke about Charlie Cameron when he got here, and what Zorks has been able to do since he took over captaincy round 9 last year. There's been probably 10 or 15 players that have really stood up in the last 18 months, which has helped develop the other guys as well.
Hodgie, I was up there and on a Saturday night and saw you guys in the rooms after. It just looked like a brilliant place to be, Brisbane, with Chris Fagan and Dress Up Fridays. All the guys that had played in the warm-up game were around the rooms having a great time. But you've had a bit of a go at your teammate Josh Walker, who sent out this message. Sick of people pumping up how much of a legend and good guy Hodgie is. Today he put deep heat in my jocks. That's the old-fashioned gag, that one, Hodgie.
Well, I'm beyond the defence. I did not instigate this. This started from Josh Walker.
Right, whatever.
So, okay.
So that had been 2007, where there was a few of us at Hawthorn who went and instigated a lot of the gags. I've got 3 kids. I was quietly sitting on the toilet at the football club, and next thing I get a bucket of cold water poured over the back of my head. From Josh, and I heard him laugh and took off. So revenge is better served up
cold. Yes, cold. Hot, yeah. As it turns out.
Hot, yeah, or a bit hot. So what I realised that after that I had treatment, and I knew Josh was after me. So he was in still doing weight, so I found a bottle of deep heat and put a little bit in his jocks and just stood there and watched him react. So at the start, he thought he had a hole in his jocks. He thought it was a bit of a wind gust coming up, and then halfway through his massage, he said to the masseur, he goes, "Something's not right." And she could smell the deep heat because I was sitting there laughing. And then as she's when you do your hammies, you put your jocks a little bit higher up towards your backside. And I did ask her to go just a little bit higher just so he could really feel that heat. So, with that, it was an oldie. I haven't used it before, but tell you what, if he keeps going like that, I'm going to use it again.
It's this sort of experience in the game that Hodgie brings to a young team. You know, they don't know about the old-fashioned
exactly,
pranks.
Exactly.
Speaking of the heat, Hodgie, can I ask about this? You're tan. You're definitely a lot more tan than you were when you were playing down in the Melbourne winters. Are you enjoying the Brisbane lifestyle? Is that a natural tan, or have you gone Terry Wallace style?
No. It's the winters up here are beautiful. I've noticed I've still got a lot of mates that I talk to down there, and it's funny. As it gets to May, we get people up here every weekend looking for a holiday. So, well, look, we're out playing golf on Wednesdays in shorts and a t-shirt. So,
yeah.
It's just a relaxing spot, and it's good because the footy up here is getting real serious. But it's still so much in your downtime you can go and have a bit of fun and have a round of golf and spend in the sunshine, which is nice.
Hey, Hodgie, your great mate Jared Roughhead. Does he get a farewell game in the coming weeks?
I think so. I think I know Clarko's playing the old sentiment in footy at times. I know how much Clarko respects what Ruffy and a lot of the other guys have done for the football club, and I'll be shocked if he doesn't get it to get a farewell game for all the supporters. Because as you said, what the bloke, what he's been through, what he's come back to captain the club. And even when you talk to Clarko, when he's finished, he'll pump him up like there's no tomorrow. So I'll be absolutely shocked if the big fella doesn't get a game next week.
Hey, and Hodgie, can you give us an insight? Tonight it's going to be zero in Canberra for your old team playing up there against GWS. And we've had the no long sleeve policy at Hawthorn for a while with Clarko. Do you think that the coach should get out tonight in shorts? And a polo top just to show some solidarity with the team. What's the go with the no long sleeves?
Well, I saw him in shorts and no top yesterday, and it made me quite ill running around up there. So when Isaac Smith does it and he's all skin and bone, and then you get Clarko coming out with his tubby gut, wasn't the best sight to see. But the long sleeve happened when Mark Williams used to wear it a fair bit and a couple of other guys. And when we used to go to play down Tassie, it was quite chilly, and we had a stinking performance. So he said, that's it, no more. How you train, how you play. And the next session, we went in there, and there was no long-sleeve plane jumpers. You could train in it, but not play in it, and it's stuck that way ever since. I actually think it's going to work for him up in Canberra. I think 0 degrees, they've played down at Tassie in cold conditions. They mentally know how to prepare for it, so I don't think it's going to faze them that much.
Hodgie, you've been around footy a long time. You've won four. Is the side you're playing in at the moment a chance to go all the way this year?
What we've done is we've given ourselves a good position to finish as high up on the ladder as we can. And we know we've got a tough run. And Gold Coast have been unlucky the last few weeks. And then Geelong, I laugh when they write off teams like Geelong who do that much work earlier in the year to get themselves in a position they are. And whether they try a few things or tweak a few things, they're still sitting on top. And then we've got Richmond round 23. So we just got to continue doing what we're doing, focusing on what we have been, the hard ball, being efficient going forward and defending really well. And who knows once September comes.
Hodgie, thanks for jumping on this morning. It's been, as Will Anderson said, a revelation to watch you play the way you are at this time of your career. And
might win a Norm Smith medal in his final game, I reckon, Darce. There you go. Heard it here first. Triple M's Hot Breakfast.
No pressure, Hodgie.
I'll stick to putting deep heat in people's jobs.
Good on you, mate. The superstar that is Luke Hodge joining us on Triple M. It's 27 minutes past 8.
Do you want to power it,
pump it,
or dump it? Need to cut it? Mix it.
Fix it. Shift it.
Weld it. Grind it. Or just reach it. With Australia's largest range of quality equipment, Coates Hire has whatever it is you need to get the job done. So visit or call Coates Hire on 13 15 52 and let's make it happen.